the sound of Texas 95.9 The Ranch. We've been talking about Airbnbs and how sometimes
rental
horror
houses.
Stories are rental houses.
We're trying to fancy it up.
Well, that's why you have to go to Airbnb.com
Listen,
to get the house.
You, if I go to Airbnb.com and I book a place to stay for a couple, three nights, there damn well better be some breakfast there every morning when I wake up. That's what it's called.
It used to. They used to serve breakfast, Adam. So I was talking about...
I used to pay for it then. I ain't paying for it if you don't have some scrambled eggs and some biscuits at the table when I decide to wake up every morning.
I was talking about this girl who rented a house and she found a typewriter with human teeth as the keys. Now, you have a horror story your own self from your, quote, rental house.
The reason I had to pause there for a minute, because this is not a Thanksgiving story, because we do rent a home every Thanksgiving somewhere different. And instead of dirtying up our own home for Thanksgiving, we go rent somebody else's and do that.
You'll have to clean it.
This is a summer vacation story.
Some
of you will remember that I took the family to Hershey, Pennsylvania last summer. And the entire family went, my mom, my dad, my mother-in-law, and then Casey and I and the two kids. And we like to travel like that. But mom went online and she found this rental house in Paradise, Pennsylvania.
Not far from Hershey, right?
No, it's 25 minutes.
Oh, that's a good drive.
Not bad at all. And so we pull up to this house at 9:30 at night.
Okay, it's already dark.
I've not seen it. I've just heard stories of it. Mom and Dad, oh, you'll love it. Oh.
Oh, good. So you're thinking, yes,
it's a little piece of it's a little piece of history here in Pennsylvania. You'll
cool.
love it. Okay, we're excited. We pull up to the house. It's three stories. It's a Victorian home. It was built in the late 1800s. And I look at Casey and I say, this place is haunted. if there's
that's
ever
funny,
been
that's
a place
that's
been haunted,
your mind.
It's the, you look up haunted on Wikipedia, it's going to show you a picture of that house. I guarantee you. So we're like drawing straws. Who's going in first?
Right.
Well, anyway, we end up going in, and this home is phenomenal. And it is gorgeous, and it's three stories, and it does not have the escalator nor elevator in it, so you're hauling
you have to go
suitcase
up all
to the
stairs.
Third story.
Yeah.
Either way about it, come to find out, this particular home was too big for its owners.
So what did they do, modify the house?
So they modified the house.
Okay.
Where the front half of this three-story Victorian home was the rental portion.
So it's just like cutting it in half. You get one half, they get the other.
Threw up some drywall,
up
a couple
of
extras. So the locked doors in this particular home that you were talking about led to another half of the house where the owners live.
And y'all didn't get slaughtered. That's good to know.
They just come in there and say, you know what, listen, this house is too big. All of our kids are gone, so we just figured we'd just modify the house.
For sure.
And we'll just rent the other portion and we'll live in this portion. Sounds fair. Sounds like a good idea.
Right.
Problem is, they didn't tell us that until the day we left.
Oh, no.
So here we are, all the Frizzells gathered up there in the foyer of the house.
Ready to pack up and go.
We got the luggage is there. We're getting ready to get in the car. We're taking one final picture. We're making a sweep of the house, making sure we didn't leave an iPhone charger laying around in an outlet
or
somewhere.
Or a pillow, whatever.
Because
right.
People do that now.
Yeah, they do.
And next thing you know, on the third story, you hear a door open and someone go, hello?
No!
Listen, at this point, I am stepping over my mom and my children to get out of the house.
You're the first one out the door.
Because seven nights ago, I was like, I told you there's nothing behind it! I told you it won't! They've been watching us! And then this thing that just said, hello? Starts coming down the stairs.
No guns were
Listen,
drawn.
At this point, my mother-in-law is in full cardiac arrest. My kids are hiding behind my wife. My dad is over just looking for something to swing at somebody.
Right.
I'm like, Dad, it's a ghost.
It's fine.
We're hung up here. This is where we all die. This is what the good Lord had planned for the Frizzells. Kill us all at once. The family line ends right here. Well, it turns out, I'm sorry. Yeah, we just live on the other. This is when she decided to tell us how this whole thing
We live on
goes
the other down. Side of the house.
So, I'm like over on the tooth typewriter, typing up my last will and testament.
You're writing out your will right there.
but we had a good time.
Well, good.
We had a good time.